views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We all get overwhelmed at times. Take a break from your hectic daily life and let go of stress. Personal intuition host Nicole Eisler is your salvation. Life doesn't have to be a struggle. Together, we are making our dreams come true and our biggest desires become a reality. Nicole will be delivering positive energy, inspiring messages, and inspiring stories from people just like you. This is the Positivity Party Radio, and it's time to get your celebration on.
Oh my God, you guys, we're here. We're back. It's 2017. It's our first show of the year. And I'm not kidding. We have somebody that I'm super thrilled to bring in and introduce to you. And I can't wait to spend the next hour together. Get your party hat on. As I always say, come in, relax, get comfy, grab your favorite beverage. It's time for Positivity Party Radio. And that means forget about today. It means the rest of the day just disappears. And we're going to talk about some inspirational things and how to really create a, I think, a grander experience for life. And that doesn't always mean, sure, it might mean traveling more or accomplishing more or doing more things, but I think it's really being present in your own life and taking charge of your own life. It's, you know, it's not letting life sort of happen to you, but putting it on your terms. No, because sometimes life delivers things that are unexpected. Like, we have our plans all carved out. We've written them down. Maybe they're mapped out. Maybe we made it that far. And life can throw us some twists and turns sometimes. But, you know, our guest today, Lucas, who I'm going to bring in just a moment, is someone that when you meet him, you just like being around him. He just has that approachable, helpful, always willing to do it things for other people and really lift other people up, because that is what in turn really lifts him up. It's someone that I like to make sure that I'm in the same circles with, because I get it. I know what that feels like to, of course, to have our own goals and our own visions and our own dreams, but that is really based upon the people that we connect with and the experience that we create along the way and how we feel in our life. So Lucas is someone that not only is he an author, he's a speaker. If you look on his website, you see so many things that he's involved in. He's planning this incredible, which I've had the honor to be part of, this wellness expo. We're going to talk about that throughout the show. But the things that you really don't get to see on the website are the parts that I get to bring for you today, when you get to hear him and share time with him and hear his perspective on things and really how he just intentionally stays positive every single day, literally because his, you know, all of us, right? Our health, our well-being, it all depends on that. And so I love sharing people with you that are just like you and I. We're getting through our day, we're working on our goals, we have dreams, we have things we want to accomplish, we see a vision for ourselves and for our life, and it's good when we share the backstory of how we stick with it. It's good when we share the little things that make the biggest difference, you know, that we can easily implement, that we can take that and say, oh, I can do that. Like, that makes sense for me. That really resonates. So as you're listening today, just like every show, you know, scan your energy, really listen to what you feel as you're listening. If something resonates, if it gets you excited, if it makes sense for you, if it pops something else up that you think, oh, there's something that I've been meaning to shine some light on and really take care of. But the thing that, like I said about Lucas, you look and he's just achieved so many things. And yet you're going to find from his story that really his whole vibe is about giving back to others and really giving and contributing to helping this to really helping, I think, the world to be a healthier place and to be a better place for everyone. So without further ado, I'm going to bring Lucas in, and I'm so excited to just chat with you and have some time here, as we always say, to party together and talk about some positivity and some life enhancing skills, you know, and fun things, and what keeps you smiling and accomplishing and reaching higher every day. So hi, Lucas, welcome.
Hello, Nicole, and thank you very much for that introduction. That was fantastic.
It's all true. It's all true. You know, I still remember we met and you just made an impression on me. Like, gosh, he's just so kind, and so your energy is just really so approachable and very giving. And then the more I learned about you and the more we get to interact, because we're in different circles, and it's just, you're always that Lucas, like you're always that person. It's great. You're always smiling. I mean, you know, I'm sure we all have our moments, right? But you're really that sort of bright spot in a room. Now share with us a little bit of your journey, because there's a lot of personal development. There's, you know, you're a writer, you're an author, you're a speaker, you do all these contributions, and share what has worked for you. How did you just wake up one day and decide, this is me? Was that always the way that you were? How did you get from there to here? And whatever you feel really, you know, shares with us your backstory, because we don't always get to see people's journey all the way through. We see, wow, they're successful, or look at everything they've done. And I think too, people see that and they say, well, I wish I could do that. How would I ever get to that point? So that's why I always love to share people's journey and, you know, where it started and how it sort of developed and kind of unfolded for you. So tell us about it. Like, what put the pieces together for you?
I guess I'm going to start it back in, I would say, approximately like around high school. And I'm 30 years old, so to me, that's half my life. But but anyways, so back in high school, I was just doing what I was supposed to be doing. I ended up starting to fly because I was getting in trouble in some groups. So I went out to go see my uncle in California, and he had a private airplane. Took me up. I enjoyed it. And so I went out off to college to become an airline pilot. By the time I graduated, I didn't have the passion or the drive to go off and apply for jobs. It was in the 2008 recession, and that's when they were just laying off pilots like crazy. And so I just didn't have the passion to go off and do that. But there was an idea that popped into my head my junior year in college, which was, it didn't go away. And so the summer that I graduated was when I started doing the paperwork to get the 501c3 status for Melody of Life Foundation. It was a nonprofit that I had in my head, and we originally started it as to help working families pay their children's medical bills and insurance deductibles that they couldn't afford.
Sure.
And we've helped multiple families over the years. And so after that, I had no clue what I was going to do. I spent a lot of time creating a nonprofit. So I started bouncing around different jobs and different industries, figuring out what I didn't like doing rather than what I liked doing. Mm-hmm. I learned a lot. I learned a lot about myself along the way. I learned a lot about just different skills. I developed skills, found hidden talents, I guess. Later on, I thought about, oh, I should become a teacher. So I went back to school to get another bachelor's degree and add on with certificates and everything to get the teaching certifications. And after about a year, I realized that definitely was not me at all.
I'm chuckling. I can relate. I'll share more. Go on.
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons why we probably could relate, Nicole.
Right.
And so I ended up dropping out. I quit the job that I had. I was a substitute teacher and a tutor. I quit that. And how I ended up quitting was about a year before, when I was still in school to get the teaching certifications. I started, I got my coaching certification to become an academic life coach. And then I went to go get my NLP practitioner certification, which is neuro-linguistic programming. And when I got back from that, about a week or two later, it was when I quit. I already dropped out of school. I just didn't quit the job yet. And then I went full-time into coaching, and I would say an aspiring speaker. I really couldn't say that I was a speaker. I was working at it, trying. And then from there, actually a few months later, about 5 months after I quit the job, was when I got diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. And with that diagnosis, that inspired me to dive into the health and wellness industries. And then from there, after volunteering at a expo for some time, the organizer, Karen Conway, she offered me the opportunity to take the expo and lead it in a different direction. So that's what I've been doing now for a little bit. We got another one coming up shortly. And after I got diagnosed as well, we changed the mission of the nonprofit to offering services which insurance doesn't cover for people with chronic illnesses, because we really didn't want to just stick with multiple sclerosis. Sure. So it's just chronic illnesses. So that's my story in a nutshell.
So, and we're going to go off to break, and then we're going to dive in a little deeper. But some things you said just were like zingers. and I think it's important what you said. You said, I had no clue what I was going to do, but I learned so much in the process, right, that you went through. That's why I was chuckling, because for one, personally, I can resonate with that, going through different, different jobs, different career paths, and you think, is this it? But I also hear from people all the time, I don't know, I tried this and it didn't work out, and they feel almost, and that's my point, is that no time, effort, or energy is ever wasted. It's all learning. Even if it gives you clarity about what's not part of the final plan, there's still information and learning in that. And when we get back from break, I want to touch on something else that you said, because I think it's probably opposite of what many people might think would be sort of the outcome of that last part that you shared about your story. So you're listening to Positivity Party Radio. This is Nicole Eisler. My guest today is Lucas Roback, and we're going to do some more partying and talking about living inspired. He said some great words, inspired, mission, and I want to really dive a little bit deeper into those and all about personal learning. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Join in on one of the most life-transforming adventures in personal expansion and world service. In each of our upcoming shows, you're going to have the opportunity to join thousands as we focus healing energy to elevate and balance our world. This is a chance for like-minded individuals like you and I to join forces with lightworkers all over the globe as we light the way for peace, harmony, and a world driven by love. You'll also learn about magical innate abilities that you can develop and use to make your dreams come true. Joy Elaine, author of The Joy Chronicles, invites you to join her and millions of others working with the Galactic Masters, Angels, and the Ashtar Command as they assist humanity and planet Earth to achieve their ultimate destination of ascension. For more information, visit joyelaine.com. That's joyeline.com.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-9000. 972-5366.
Hey, welcome back. We're on Positivity Party Radio. This is Nicole Eisler, your party host, and I am thrilled to have Lucas here with me, a good friend and just a partner in wellness, someone who really gets it, you know, when we're talking about positive mindset and well-being and all of those favorite words of ours. But before the break, Lucas was sharing some of his story with us. And, you know, when people are talking and they're sharing and they're telling their stories, there's certain things that just, it's like the words light up for me when they say them, and they were so worth repeating. And some of it was that, and you know, if you're listening and you've ever felt this way where you think, I have no clue. And it doesn't matter our age. It doesn't matter if you're in college and you don't know what you want to do with the rest of your life. Or, you know, I have people in their 40s, 50s, 60s who say, I don't know. I don't know what direction I want to go in. And that that can feel sort of intimidating, or it can feel like you're stuck, but really the magic is in some of the things that you shared, Lucas, about, you know, learning what you didn't like to do, which is what also opened up other avenues, and it felt like you stayed curious as well. But one of the things you really said that just jumped out at me, you said, and then I was diagnosed with MS, and it inspired me to, and then you had all of these things after that you added, where most people might think, oh my God, you know, you had all of those things you were doing and then you were diagnosed with MS, but then you said it inspired me to do all of these other things. And I think that's just a magical segue into this. So, you know, it's like you feel that you're on this path and you have this purpose and you're doing all of these things and you're collecting. And yet it almost feels like when you had that moment with yourself, can you share a little bit, what is your because you, to me, you have a fantastic perspective on, if I may say, I don't even like to say living with chronic illness, because I just consider you Lucas. This is just like you and what you do and helping people. But you also, you continued your life path, like your journey, your purpose, your, you know, putting the pieces together. How is it, like, how do you view this? Because I don't have that. So I would like your, because you have such a different perspective on it, I think, and it's so positive that I just don't even, that doesn't even come into my mind when I'm with you or we're talking or we're brainstorming. You know, it's just, it's you. And, oh, yeah, this happens to be part of my life. But, you know, what's your perspective on it? What is it that made you feel so inspired to go down this path of continuing to help people and and being in this health and wellness, you know, segment of the world.
Well, I guess like what inspired me is right after I got diagnosed, I had no clue what multiple sclerosis was. I didn't even know how to spell it. It took me a little bit to find it on Wikipedia. And then after reading the first sentence or two, I decided not to learn about MS anymore. That wasn't really, I don't need to learn about it. That's something that my doctors spent more than my entire life researching and learning. He knows about MS. All I need to know is how to successfully live with it. And that's what I ended up researching, was how to successfully live with it. And after a few weeks of doing that research, that's when we changed the mission of the nonprofit to that, as well as everything that it came up with was stuff that we all should be doing to begin with, that we should be doing anyway. That's how you successfully live with a chronic illness, invisible illness, whatever it is that you want to call it. Because you go look at someone, you have no clue what they're going through. They might not be able to feel the left side of their body.
Sure.
But otherwise, yeah, it's just a matter of what is it that I can do? That's what inspires me. It's like, what can I do in order to live with this? It's not really something that, it's not a cookie cutter disease where we're going to say, okay, well, we're going to give you this treatment right here. This is exactly what's going to happen to you. It's more of just like, hey, who knows? Time will tell. Time will let you know.
Right. And you make the most of your time for sure. The things we should be doing anyway. I love that. These are, so what are some of, not based on MS, but you, like, what are some of your favorite, health tips or things that you enjoy that really keep your vitality going and energize you? What are some of the things you really are drawn to, I guess?
One thing that I really was happy to learn about was coconut butter, coconut oil.
Ah, yes. Love
coconut oil. It replaces butter. So you can cook with it, utilize it, especially eating it. Eat it like a teaspoon every morning. You can utilize it for your skin as well. There are so many other applications that coconut oil. And then just Eastern practices. That's essentially what it boils down to, is just what they've been doing for the past couple thousands of years, 5,000 plus years, hasn't really changed at all. The reason why it's been going that long is because it's working. Granted, you can't prove it in a lot of Western, can't prove a lot of it in Western research, just because of, it's almost impossible to prove it through the Western research that we have. So it's not that accepted, but it does work. From meditation alone, that has a profound impact. Yoga, Tai Chi, Qigong, even Feng Shui will have a deep impact on you. The vitamins, herbs, minerals, whether they're Chinese herbs or just vitamin D, people with MS, vitamin D is huge. Same thing with calcium, magnesium. There's different types of diet. There's different types of diet too, from paleo, swank, walls. It's just a matter of just learning all this stuff, and I just love sharing the knowledge that I have. I might not utilize all of it or implement it, shall I say.
Right? That's the thing about wellness and well-being, and it's all so personal, but there are so many options out there. And the key, I think, is just to try it. If your body will never lie to you, it'll tell you like, that was amazing. And your energy will soar and you'll feel lighter. You'll feel, you know, cleared. The resistance will reduce and the tension goes away. And so those things, because people, they will ask as well, like, well, what do you do? Or I work with a lot of wellness entrepreneurs. And so they sometimes get like, but I'm into all of these different things. How do I apply it, but they're all tools. They're all resources for you. And, you know, your intuition really is what, hey, if it resonates, if it feels good, if it's interesting for you, I think it's important too to like never get, I don't want to say bored, but never, you know, too routine. Like I love a routine so that I stay on track and I do all that, but I change things up once in a while. You know, maybe instead of walking indoors, you walk outdoors. Maybe, you know, you change up a few things about your nutrition or your diet, but it's fun to share. And that's why I always love being in your circles, because we talk about the same things and things that, hey, have you tried this? Or did you see this? Or look what so-and-so is doing. And I think that's, you know, that's the part I want to get into. We're going to go off to break in a couple minutes here, but is because you know so many people that do all different things because of the projects that you work on and with between your foundation and then also the wellness fair, which we're going to talk about. You're just really a great person to know on a personal level, and then also because of all the resources that that you have to offer people. And, you know, you said coconut oil. I was kind of laughing because I make my dog's toothpaste with it. And she loves it. I also use it in cooking and all different things. It's great for blood sugar balancer. You add a little cinnamon and vanilla, and there's a little recipe for that. It's just amazing. Like one thing can be applied in so many different areas. But yeah, I add a little essential oil in there, and she will almost not reluctantly let me brush her teeth, but she knows when it's that time. So even my dog knows how good it is for her. But yeah, so we're being silly, but you know what? It's about, I think the message that, or the theme about you is really to be your own advocate. You decided, well, here's what this is going to be in my life. Here's the direction I'm going to go in. You know, and using that inspiration to, that's the part I love, is it certainly helps you and improves your quality of life, but also you're using that to share with others. And I want to talk about that when we come back from break. So we are, of course, Positivity Party Radio. We're having some fun here, taking a break from the daily grind. We're going to take a little break. And when we get back, I'm going to have Lucas share his information, how you can get in touch with him. And then we're going to talk about some of his projects. And hopefully you're picking up all these little nuggets about, you know, how to make the changes and shift to that inspired place. All right, we'll go off to break. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spirituald.com.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
All right, we're back. Positivity Party Radio. And we're here with Lucas. Lucas, before we even dive into some of the other projects that you have going, can you share your contact information? What's the best way for people to find you whether they want to grab your books or learn more about the Wellness Fair? What would you say is the best contact info?
That would be, I'll give you a couple. So go to lucasroback.com, and that's LucasRoback.com. My email is lucas@lucasroback.com, and my cell phone is 414-520-5163. It's
414-520-5163. Perfect. Yeah, and I saw
so whatever works best for you, those work for me.
That's right. And on your website, you have books that people can download. I don't know. I had your site up here for me before, but there's just go there. There's just a lot of information, and again, you'll see the theme like is about taking charge of your life and doing that with positive statements. I love the books that you have on positive affirmations and making a difference. Really, if you want to make a difference in your life, you have to make a difference in your own mind first. Isn't that, really where it starts? It's that decision inside to say, this is how I want my life to look and feel. And you have to create that on the inside first. And I love that everything that you do really shows that. So now we've touched you. So you rattled off so many awesome resources and things to try and things for wellness and well-being. Walk us through. I know the details of the Wellness Fair, but let's say someone is in our area. Now I want you to listen, whether you are a practitioner, you're a holistic, someone that loves to help other people in that way, or you're looking for resources for yourself, for your family. This is something that I think will resonate for you either way, but walk us through. So this Wellness Fair, and you touched on it earlier too. You said that, I took over the planning of it. We went in a different direction. And even from your first run through when it started, and there's just, it's not just like I want people to get, it's not just an expo. We were talking on break. It's more like a community. It's really a resource community for wellness. But so describe for us the Wellness Fair in your words. What do you want people to know about it?
That's a year round online community where we get together with a semi-annual trade show, speaker conferences, and other events that haven't been announced yet. this is a good way for like health and wellness practitioners as well as health enthusiasts to get together, collaborate, build relationships, friendships, to find the services that you need that are all natural, organic, healthy. The reason why I really did want to be an organizer of a trade show was because I used to be a vendor in the past. I exhibited many different fairs before, and what drove me crazy was right when the event was done, it was done. So it all depends on the organizer and if all the other vendors promoted themselves that they'll be there to promote the event to bring more people in.
Right.
I didn't really want to be a part of it anymore, shall I say. And then I got offered the organizer role, and it's like, how do we create more value for the exhibitors and the vendors? How do we create more value for the sponsors? How do we create more value for the attendees? And that was just a question that I just kept asking myself. How do we create more value? How do we create more value? It's actually a question I had to stop asking myself. But so like, what we're doing differently, we're going to be launching a digital online magazine coming up here in the next month or so. We're doing a podcast. We have a guest blog. We're doing a speakers conference to determine which five speakers will get 45 minutes each at the fair itself. We do dinners for the vendors, as well as in the future, we'll probably do it for the whole community as well, just to have one big dinner. We're going to be doing a print magazine every fall. The most engaged and active articles in the digital magazine will be printed in the fall, and that'll act as our program booklet guide for that event. We plan on branching out, getting bigger, expand to the entire state of Wisconsin, Midwest, nationally. I was in Vegas, and I was just recently asked by a president of a chamber out there to come and host a wellness fair out in Vegas. So that'll be interesting. We'll see how that pans out. But the only reason why I mentioned that is just because it's just saying, like, I'm open to anything, and I'm looking to expand every idea that I have. It's like, how do I go bigger? How can I add more value to people? How can we do this differently and better? Package it with the wow.
Right. I think that's a great question for, and if you haven't been to the Wellness Fair, it had a nice vibe. You know, everyone is there for the same reasons. You gave them sort of I thought it was a nice positive label, but a health enthusiast. Like, it's a community of people who are just sharing resources, products, services. I always joke that those types of events are the best smelling, best energy, best vibes, because everybody's sharing all of their, you know, whether it's essential oils or, you know, you see people getting massages. It's just such a reminder, again, whether you're participating and you want to be a vendor like I have been in the past, or you're walking through and you bring a few friends or you bring your family. I think that was the other cool thing that I saw, where a lot of parents with their teenagers or with their younger children, and they're all trying things. That's the other great thing. Where can you really go? You know, of course we can go to any of the stores on the corner, you know, where they have a lot of products. But this is where you actually get to talk with people who, this is their passion. Like, this is, they eat, sleep, and breathe this stuff. This is what they do. You know, at the booth next to me, they were all handmade products, and they were essential oils and how to use them and how to apply them. And it didn't matter if you were a beginner and never had tried it before, or if you've been using them for a very long time and everything just, you know, felt really natural right away. And then at my booth, we were talking about highly sensitive people. And what does that mean if I've been told too sensitive? And some of the conversations, that's why you go to these events, because it gives you the opportunity. But what I love about what you did is, and I agreed with you because I had been in other events, nothing against any of those events, but that was it. we came, we met, and then, you know, if I'm here next year, you know, that then we'll do it again. And obviously you connect with people once you're gone. But this gives you, I mean, between Facebook, you have the Facebook community going. You put together a book. Now you're talking about a magazine. There's blogs, there's articles. It puts learning and trying and researching right at your fingertips is what you're really doing for people, that they can try, you know, all of those things at once instead of, you know, kind of, well, it's online, I'll see how it goes. You know, I love that you're bringing people together is what you're really doing through this venue. So it's pretty awesome. How many vendors did you have at the last one? I don't remember the final count, which
we had
was
68 vendors the last time.
And it's every spring and every fall. So if you miss one, you can come to the next, or you can come to them all, right? So the next one, what are the dates for the next wellness fair?
It's going to be March 16th is the speakers conference. And the wellness fair is on April 2nd. And to find more information on that, go to thewellnessfair.org. So you actually write out thewellnessfair.org.
Okay, and they can also find you on Facebook as well, right? You have the Facebook?
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, same thing. Just type in the Wellness Fair and you'll see us.
Okay, yeah, and you have that great little green logo with... So it's there. You're doing amazing things. And I have to... I'm sure it's work, but does it feel like... the way most people look at work, the daily grind? I mean, you seem like you're, you know, when you talk about it, I can feel your passion and how excited you get. And I know it takes a lot of energy. So the fact that you're doing all of these things, you must kind of enjoy it a little bit too, right? it must be fun for you.
Yeah, I do enjoy it. I am more focused on the bigger vision, the bigger purpose, rather than the actual day-to-day tactics, just because I would like to say, to bring it down to, there's days at a time, but there's months at a time where it's a living nightmare. It's hell. Where if you want to be an entrepreneur, you got to have tough skin, because every day you're going to wake up and life is just going to punch you right in the face. Over and over again, all day long. It's just a matter of figuring it out, doing the best that you can with what you have, knowing that you are doing the right thing at the right time to produce a bigger, better, greater result than who you are as the individual, because your wants and needs really don't mean anything compared to what it is that you're working towards. The only thing that matters to you is your health, because if you have poor health, you're not going to be able to have the energy to focus on that bigger mission. And so I wouldn't say like it's glamorous. I would say I do love it. I absolutely love it, because otherwise I wouldn't be doing it, because it's persistence, it's failing, it's being publicly humiliated multiple times over and just learning from it. What went right, what went wrong, how you can do it different, how you can do it better, how you should never do it again.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Well, I'll say you're very graceful at it, because I never looked at it as that, but you always roll right to the next thing. And we're going to go off to break here and come back and just hit some reflective points on the things that you've said, because they apply to everyone's life. I think we can take from so many things that you said and really just turn around and implement those. So let's head off to break and we'll be right back.
Dr. Bree Gibbs is a fourth generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services, from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silver, GAIA.net.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seatbelts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back. It's our final countdown of the party. What? How can that be? It always goes, I can't believe how fast this hour goes on in my mind. Anyway, it feels like it goes so fast. This is Nicole Eisler. Of course, I'm your party host here on Positivity Party Radio. And if you would like to get in touch with me, if you're a highly sensitive person or an empath and you're looking for an awesome, amazing community where we definitely treat sensitivity as a gift, you can find us over at the Happy Place for Highly Sensitive People on Facebook. We have an amazing community going on there. Just so much support and education. Really, that's what I love about this show. It's, of course, it's inspiration and it's positivity, but it's giving you things so that you can stay educated on the topics that really inspire you the most, the topics where you're looking for insight, you're looking for answers. And that's what my community is all about. And it's a little bit different in my community. We embrace and honor that sensitivity. It's what makes us unique. And so I love to help people take their gifts and really shine. And that's why I love having guests on the show who are doing that. They're doing that in their own life. And in turn, they're helping other people find, you know, their light, their gifts, their wellness, their well-being. They're helping them sort of turn up the volume on their vitality. And so definitely if you want to get in touch, or NicoleEisler.com is another way you can get in touch with me. But we're here with Lucas Roback, and we have touched on a little bit of everything, right? The journey, where it starts, not knowing where I'm going. I don't know, but I'm going to, but what he did was magical. He kept trying things and he kept saying yes. And he just said that in the last segment, he said, I stay open to all ideas. I give all my ideas a shot. And I thought there was something that you said that you said, how can I create more value? Right. And I thought, God, that's a great question. So for yourself, for anybody listening, saying, how do I create more value for my life? How can I create more value for my life? Because the more value you have, and you also said that it's really your health that matters the most, we can have the most amazing, big, gigantic dreams. But if you're not healthy, if you're not well, if you don't have the energy, dreams take energy. And like you said, look at some of those days where, you know, they're challenging. Some are more challenging than others. You have to have these resources. And you also touched on, you said, I focus really on the bigger vision. Sure, I can go day by day, but always keeping that vision in view, that this is really what I'm working toward. Because some of those moments, like you said, they're not fun. Some of them are challenging. Things technology doesn't go right, whatever it might be. But you know, and one of the things that you had talked about was a workbook series that you put together. It's like it's never ending with you. And then he did this, and then he has this. And so I love that you have all these resources for people. Can you share with the listeners describe the workbook series so that if they want to dive in a little bit more and learn from you, what can they expect in that?
Well, with the workbook series, I take inspirational quotes that we already know, and it's to get you to actually stop and think about that quote. And I write anywhere between 100, 200 word explanation, metaphor, example, story, whatever it might be, just to get you to start thinking about how that actually applies to the context of your life. And then on the next page is I'll ask you three different questions so that you can begin actually applying the learnings from that quote into your life. And the reason why I'm utilizing quotes is because they've been around for hundreds, thousands of years, some of them. Some of them still, they're modern day, but they're the best mentor that we can ever have. They're strokes of genius from people like Aristotle, Confucius, and all the way up to Napoleon Hill, Andrew Carnegie, Oprah Winfrey. So you got all sorts of people that are saying the same thing on how to live a happy, successful, fulfilled life full of abundance of whatever it is that you're looking for. You're able to find how to do it completely for free online. But I ended up compiling into this workbook series, and what I'm doing with that, as well as doing little workshops here and there. I haven't done any webinars yet, but that's another thing that I do on the side for fun.
On the side for fun. It's you have appetizers, you have I'm just kidding. You have everything. But isn't it true? There's so much wisdom. And if we can, pass that, it's important that we pass it on, but also not just hear a quote, go, oh yeah, that's really good. But I love that you help people pause and sort of dissect it and say, how do I integrate this into my life? How do I absorb this? It's great. I love everything that you're doing. I love that you are here. I appreciate you spending time with us. Again, can you give your website just so they, the best ways to get in touch with you, and like for the workbooks and just some of the information that you shared?
You can find that all on lucasroback.com. That's LucasROB as in boy, AK.com.
Awesome. Just amazing. And again, I'm Nicole Eisler. This is Positivity Party Radio. Now, I don't want to say our party is winding down, but on January 17th will actually be our final show here, but we'll be doing some other fun things, really focusing on resources and education for highly sensitive people. So if you have ever been told that you are too sensitive, if you've ever heard that phrase, or that you're too emotional, or why do you take everything so personal, or you know for a fact that you're an empath and you've already embraced it, and it's just part of, I like to call it a badge of honor, then you want to be sure to tune in on January 17th. We're going to dive into that a little bit deeper and what's going on over in my community. It is really amazing. What I love the most, I think, and it's really what you know, Lucas, you help people with that as well, is that because it brings people together. And the thing, the post that I love the most in my community is when I see someone say, I don't feel like I'm alone anymore. That's what lights up my world. That's, you know, what this is all about, is that we remember that we're not in this alone, right? That there's resources, there's people that are passionate about what they're doing, like Lucas, like myself, that we come together. We love helping each other because in turn we get to help more people. And that means you, our listeners, that's, it's giving you these resources at your fingertips that you can just dive in and learn what you want and need to learn for a healthier life, to focus on the bigger vision, like Lucas said, and that really, it is. It's about the right things at the right time. And it's not even as much about being patient. It's about trust. I believe it's about self-trust, listening to yourself, your own intuition, really feeling your way through life and saying, yes, this is absolutely for me. It may seem like, I don't know, this doesn't seem like the right time. I don't even know if it makes sense, but it just feels right. And trusting yourself and really allowing yourself to try new things, you know. I mean, Lucas, had you said no to yourself at some point, you know, we're like, oh, this doesn't make any sense. But no, you stayed open. You stayed curious. You said, I give all my ideas a shot. I see where they go. And now who knows, maybe you're sharing this in Vegas is the next thing. And if you're listening and there's something and you're not sure, but you're curious and it just seems right and it feels good for you, then, you know, just say yes and see where that takes you. And I bet something else will unfold that will feel quite magical. And that's, I think that's, you know, isn't this really to create the best experience possible while we're here, that it's literally like a heaven on earth, that it's, even in those challenging moments, I have people that get me. I'm surrounded in this community of well-being and people who really get it. So I definitely thank you for being here. I hope you'll tune in for our last show next show, January 17th. And have a wonderful rest of your evening. Go check out lucasroback.com. Check out the Wellness Fair. Find him on Facebook. Go to his website. Otherwise, you can certainly get in touch on Transformation Talk Radio on my page. His information is there as well. Lucas, thank you so much for hanging out with us here and just chatting, you know, about wellness. This has been fantastic. And you, man, you blow it out of the water. You just show that life is really all about what you want it to be. It's not about sometimes what happens in life. So I thank you for that. All right. Thank you, everyone. We'll be back next time.
You are just listening to the Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler. But the party doesn't stop here. Get more information on Nicole and her inspiring journey by going to bigdreamawakening.com. There, you will find more information about Nicole and her personal coaching sessions. And don't forget to tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio to listen.